So the Ignite Food Systems Challenge was is a process and almost like a competition to inject ideas and energy and money into food systems in South Sudan through the direct investment and skills training of businesses, entrepreneurs and enterprises in South Sudan with some seed funding, skills training and really just energy and investment into food systems here.
Right. So how will you describe the response towards this particular program?
It's been fantastic. To be honest with you, we launched, as you said, in November of last year, encouraged as many people as possible with good ideas to apply. We received 260 applications from all over South Sudan, all sorts of businesses across the whole of the food system, all applied. Some great quality businesses put forward applications, really strong applications and really, really exciting to see. Lots of energy. You can see it in the applications. And then it's been a hard process for us to try and whittle that down into short lists of to move forward within the process.
And Luna, welcome again to the program. Just tell us, how is UNDP coming in here and why is this program important?
Yes, we're working hand in hand with WFP. We have a big program in youth, so that is our strength. We work with a network of youth and the food system expertise with WFP, so I think that's how we work together well on this innovation challenge.
Great. And David, how far has the program gone so far?
So right now we're in a process where we've launched the event. As you said, we've received the applications. Luna and a group of experts have helped produce a long list of the best businesses that we think are going to have the biggest impact on food systems in this country. Then a set of experts made up from Juba University, so academia, civil society, the government, some of our donor community, and the United Nations have prepared a shortlist. Now we're at the stage where we're just finalizing this shortlist, and that shortlist will start to begin to receive skills training.
Great. You did mention there were over 60 applications.
260.
Well, that's very huge. How short is the shortlist so far?
From the 250 application, we pre-qualified 150 applications, and now we are down to 24 shortlisted candidates. Right now, the external advisory committee is finalizing the shortlist of candidates.
Yes, and what are some of the really innovative ideas that were presented to you in this particular, challenge?
There are various ideas. It has been very, very difficult to narrow down. It ranges from agribusiness, value addition, market access, financing, many, many.
All right. So, David, how will this contribute towards food security in the country?
So our idea is, I mean, food security in South Sudan is a very complicated problem, as you know, and investing in young entrepreneurs, really who can take on these great ideas over the next 10, 15, 20 years, grow businesses, have a private sector injection into food, investment into food, real private sector, significant investment into food, can only lead to increased production, more efficient value chains, better food systems, and increased food security.
Great. And was this Ignite Food System Challenge a one-off program, or there is going to be a continuation of this?
Well, we really hope this isn't the last. This is we really hope that this is the first in a series of ideas and investments into these sorts of businesses and these sorts of ideas in South Sudan. So people with new ideas now can also hope to receive investments and skills training and work with partners like UNDP who invest in building up the capacity of small businesses and, you know, very well and consistently. Maybe Luna can add.
Yes,
UNDP has a program on supporting private sector, business development services, MSME support. So we will definitely continue supporting all these businesses.
Great. That's the time we have. Thank you so much for coming to Mirai Studios. But just in less than 1 minute each, what would be your final remarks and messages? Let's begin with you, Luna.
It's very exciting to see youth and many ideas, and I'm looking forward to working with all these businesses.
Thank you. Thank you so much for coming to Mirai Studios. Mr. David? your final remarks and message, please.
Just that we're excited to actually invest in this sort of area of work, a very positive, proactive change, putting some real money and real skills into young businesses in South Sudan.
Thank you. Thank you so much, David Thomas from World Food Program, and thank you, Luna Nagatomo from the UNDP. We do appreciate your time.